This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
We'd now like to welcome Eugenie Coleman of Better Health for Life to the show. Eugenie, could I start by asking you how you came to start your business, Better Health for Life?
Hi, Penny, and thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome.
I came to start being interested in health because I noticed that a lot of my friends were chronically ill or had some really debilitating diseases that weren't being fixed by, let's say, normal routes. So I got very, very, very interested in nutrition and started studying that. And then I was introduced to a chap called Tim Box, who does this thing called the control system. And he's managed to stop my friend smoking. And I thought, that's great. But also I wanted to change all sorts of things that were going on in my head. And so I frantically gave him a call, and he said, well, I can't see you for another couple of months, but why don't you come down and do a workshop? I thought, okay. So I went down to Portsmouth and I did a workshop of the control system, and the penny just completely dropped, and I went, wow, this stuff is completely amazing. You can change everything that goes on in your head for the better. You don't have to be carrying negative stuff around with you. You can change it all. So that's when I trained to do the control system. And for me, it was Better Health for Life is all about, you know, I understand a bit about nutrition and eating well. So if you can fix the body, you can fix the brain, then you've got a complete package.
So for those of us that don't know about this, and I only started to research you a few days ago, can you explain what the control system is?
Yeah, sure.
Briefly.
Well, so the control system has a basis in hypnotherapy and hypnosis, but doesn't actually use any hypnosis. So it's all about talking to the client's subconscious mind. So we have two patterns of thought that are running in our head, two sort of brains, as it were, that we've got our conscious mind, which is capable of doing a handful of things. When something more important comes along, something gets knocked off. By comparison, we have our subconscious mind that is doing hundreds and hundreds of things in the background. And for someone like me, it's where all our belief systems and belief patterns lay. So the control system basically uses direct conversation with the subconscious to affect change.
Can you just explain what direct conversation is? I have no idea.
So a hypnotherapist will take a client deeper through scripts, deeper into what they call a trance state, to have a conversation with the client's subconscious to affect the change. What the control system does is that we play a load of imagination games, and we get ask the client's subconscious to respond yes or no whilst they're sitting in the chair. So I will ask my client to listen to a ticking clock or the radio or the dog or whatever it is, and I'll ask the subconscious to take control of one of their fingers and give me a wiggle. And one will be for yes, and the other will be for no. The only thing that they don't need to do is consciously move anything on their conscious mind over there. I'm just talking to their subconscious. And then I can have a conversation with their subconscious, negotiate with it, give it insights as to why it should change, and then we make the change.
Well, it sounds groundbreaking and really, really interesting. It's on a plane that obviously we won't work on day to day, because we just sit, look at each other and have a chat, but there's a lot of depth going on here. You mentioned that you have success with people giving up smoking earlier on.
That was that I haven't done a smoking cessation yet, actually. I had somebody call me for smoking cessation, and then he didn't yet take it up. But I've treated all sorts of other things.
Do you think it will work for smoking?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you think it can work for other addictions, which may be, but for argument's sake, alcohol or something like that?
Yeah,
would that work for it?
Absolutely. I've turned off a gambling addiction, a 15-year gambling addiction, in one session.
Good heavens.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And when she came back, she said, and we, you know, had a conversation, so I said, what have you been up to? And she said, well, you know, I haven't touched anything anything online, and I feel that that part of my life was somebody else.
That's that powerful.
Yeah, I've completely moved on. She'd left her old personality behind, and she was now completely gambling free. It was amazing.
That truly is, because that is a terrible addiction for people. Any addiction on any level can, but that can destroy lives of not just the person, but the whole family. Absolutely incredible, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, and it's you know, if somebody were listening and thinking about contacting you to maybe meet, I would, I think, potentially feel quite apprehensive, quite nervous about the encounter. I wouldn't know what to expect. So how long does a session with you, an initial sort of consultation, take, and in what format would that operate?
So it's a really relaxed session. I mean, it's really for me to understand what that person wants to change in their life. And they can choose to give me as much or as little background detail as they want. They don't have to open Pandora's box. I'm not a counsellor, I'm not a psychologist or a psychotherapist, but they can tell me as much detail as they think I need to know. And then once we've asked all the questions and they've told me what they want to change and where they want to be, we then play some imagination games, and that's the fun bit. And that's where we talk to the subconscious and do some really fun stuff, which generally blows their mind.
And how long does that session last?
I think the longest I've ever had was 3 hours.
Good Lord.
But this is
really quite deep, then, going into 3 hours of
But that's not led by me. That's led by the client. Right. They obviously wanted to get all of this stuff out. And it's then for me to pick out the flags or the red herrings as to what is relevant in the whole process and, you know, what needs to isn't relevant
and
at all.
And if you're doing follow-ons from this, and I assume that some of your clients will need follow-ons, how long would those sessions be?
So we say, so there's a consultation, it's totally free, and then it's a program of 3 sessions. So the first session could be up to 2 hours, it could be an hour, and then we go for making the change. And then the second session, which is generally a week later, we will then support the subconscious, ensure that it's happy with the changes that it's made. And then on the third one, well, we say that that's generally the one that isn't needed, but we support the subconscious further and ensure that it's going to carry on doing its new pattern.
So is there ever a scenario where somebody might have seen you have the 3 sessions and then comes back almost for a booster? Would that potentially happen, or is it very much on the individual case by case?
No, at the end of the third session, if there is still work to be done, then I will discuss with the client as to whether, you know, they feel that their subconscious is going to continue to go on and make the change until we reach a 10, the jackpot. If they feel they need the extra support, we might book in another session. But once the change is made, the change is made.
That's incredible.
We're not going back.
It's kind of gobsmacking. I should at this point, Penny, say that within the room with us is the amazing Dave Jametis, the lovely honorary JW, and he too looks amazed at what we're saying. Yes, that's an amazed face from Dave. But it is amazing what you're saying, and you have your testimonials here. You can approve what you're saying, and what a change it must be for these people too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely mind-blowing. And that's why I wanted to train as a practitioner, because I could see when I was making, in the workshop, you work on yourself. When you're train as a practitioner, you work on treating yourself and other people. You know, they're your first sort of client, as it were. And the changes that are made are just absolutely outstanding and incredible, and that's why I wanted to do it, because it's, you know, you blow people's minds. Mm.
Can I ask, again, quite a simple question, your youngest and your eldest client?
My youngest and my eldest client? Oh, golly, I don't know. I think probably my eldest was in her 60s. Youngest, I did treat a friend's child 11.
So from quite a young age, because below 11 you are talking with very, very young children, very early formative years then.
I'm not treating children at the moment. There's an extra qualification I need to do, but that's definitely an area I want to go into, because there are a lot of children suffering from anxiety, depression, pressures of life, hormonal changes, and it's definitely something that I'd like to do, because at the moment they're not supported as much as they can, you know, by the NHS. You know, there's too much of a problem there.
Eugenie, you must come back and tell us when you get that qualification, because the guys from Just Women would love to have you on. It's an area that they're very interested in, is children. And you know,
absolutely,
developing what's right for the youth today and how we can support them through life. So that would be a great thing to get you booked in whenever you do that course. So don't you dare to contact.
No, I won't.
Yeah, it's an amazing story that you're telling. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
How do you keep up to date with developments in your field then? Because it is quite groundbreaking. I think you said earlier outside of the interview you are the only practitioner in Surrey?
In Surrey, yes, yeah. I am the only practitioner in Surrey. We, as practitioners, recommended practitioners, we do workshops. We do about 6 workshops a year. They will have a particular focus, whether it's anxiety, depression, trauma, anger, self-esteem. Self-esteem and confidence are still a huge issues as well. So that each one has a focus. Sleep as well, that, you know, obviously affects cognitive ability. So we stay in touch with our mentor, Tim Box, and we are basically not chaperoned, you know, we're overlooked by him, basically overseen by him. So he knows what we're up to, what cases we're working on, whether we've got any challenges.
And when do you plan to take your other qualifications so that you can work more widely with the younger age group?
I'm hoping it's being developed at the moment, so I'm hoping as soon as it's been developed and it's ready to go, I will be first on the list, because I think children are really important, and it's important to have them emotionally resilient and strong and able to cope with the world, which some kids just aren't able to do, whether it's, you know, the demons that are eating them up on the inside and able to go to school, or whether it's real, whether it's imagined, you know.
Well, Eugenie, unfortunately, you've come to the end of our chat, which was really, really informative.
Thank you.
And thank unusual, and we were, both of us, I think, quite taken with what we're hearing there on what you're able to do with helping people. So could you give us the website where people can contact you, or your email that perhaps you'd like to use?
People can find me on Facebook at Eugenie, which is at Eugenie BHFL. So that's, my website is under construction at the moment.
That's
I'm
fine.
Afraid.
Can you spell Eugenie for
me? Eugenie. Something? I was about to, and then I thought, hold on a second. That's it's EugenieBHFL, which stands for Better Health for Life, and you can find me on Facebook, my page, and see some testimonials there.
Well, thank you very much, Eugenie. That was a great interview.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.